Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is Wake Up America. This is the testimony of Dimitri Dudeman, how the angel Gabriel came to him and showed him that America is going to fall and how it's going to fall. My opinion, my 40 years of Bible prophecy, outside of the things in the Bible, this is the most important message I've ever seen. Okay, so, by the way, this is a shortened version of it if you've seen the other versions. And it's all written in a book, which I think you can get from Prophecy Club. But let's go on. 1980, he says, I was born in a Christian family, and my father was a pastor of a Pentecostal church. At the age of 17, I ran away from home, went to Marine school, became a Marine officer, and they gave me 80 new recruits. They shipped me out of the Black Sea, and the communist government told me to search the ships coming in from foreign countries. If I found any Bibles, to confiscate them and arrest the missionaries. One morning, a ship from Holland came. I took 8 men. Checking the ship, under a crate of cookies, I found a large quantity of Bibles. I asked the captain whose Bibles they were. He said, I don't know. He said, don't worry. You will know. I saw a man crying and praying to God. It was a missionary from Holland by the name of Dave. He worked with Open Doors. I went to him, asked him for his passport. I asked, are these your Bibles? He said, no. Who do they belong to then? He said, they belong to your brothers and sisters. When he said that, it was like putting a knife on my heart. Then I heard a voice speak from behind me saying, what are you doing, Dimitri? I put you here. Don't confiscate those Bibles. Don't you know your dad is a pastor? Your brother's a Christian? I turned around to see who was talking to me, but I saw there was no one. I started shaking. I was embarrassed, shaking in front of the missionary. So I stuck my fingers in my ears, but it got even louder. Give me his passport, or I'll punish you, the voice said. So I went to the missionary shaking and told him, here's your passport. Your God answered your prayers. He spoke to my ear and told me to give you your passport. I'll even send some men to protect you from the police. As I gave him the passport, the voice stopped and I felt a peace in my heart. When I got home, now this is skipping several years of carrying Bibles, my house was surrounded by the police. The police were checking inside. They had my wife and daughter with their face against the wall, but me with my face against the wall. Dimitri, we know you have Bibles. Where do you have the Bibles? I thought they'd found them. So I said, well, did you find them? They said, no. Well, then I guess that means I don't have any. They said, where do you have your Bible warehouses? We know you have Bibles. They couldn't see them. They were walking all over them. Now, skipping again. After 5 months of torture in this police station, here's part of what he went through. They put me in a very dark cell. I felt something crawl on my leg, a rat about a foot long. I would take one off, but two or three more would jump on. A powerful light appeared in the room. I heard a voice say, Dimitri, don't be afraid. I'm here with you. Look at me. I said, who are you? And he said, I'm the angel of Gabriel. I'm the messenger of heaven. I came to help you. He said, Dimitri, don't be afraid. You will go through many tortures, but I will be with you. He said, look around. When I looked around the room, I saw the whole room full of dead rats. They pulled me out by the feet, took my shoes off, put me in a very tight cell with cold water dripping all over me. He said, you'll stay here until you tell us how you get the Bibles through. Cold water was dripping on my head from the ceiling. I couldn't feel my head anymore. My legs were swollen. What's wrong with your feet? Oh, we know you're cold. It's okay. We'll heat you up. They tied me around the waist, pulled me up to the ceiling with rubber hoses, began to beat on my feet. The tortures lasted for 5 months. They would close the door on my fingers, poke me with needles under my fingernails, all kinds of tortures. They would say, where did you get the Bibles? Who brought me the Bibles? How did you take them to Russia? Who helped you take them to Russia? In my ear was the same voice, Dimitri. Don't tell. Don't confess. I said, all right, I'm going to die, but I'm never going to tell these guys where the Bibles are. After 5 months of torture, I wouldn't tell them anything. Finally, they took me into another room. They said, do you see this chair? I looked. It was a very unusual chair. They said, we brought this chair all the way from Germany just for you. You're going to tell us how you get the Bibles through, or you're going to die on that chair. They tied my hands behind the chair, my feet around it, something under my feet, something over my heart, stuck a bowl in my head, stuck two things in my ears. They plugged it in. A powerful electrical shock went through my body. It felt like pins and needles. I couldn't see anymore. The same light appeared. Dimitri, don't be afraid. You won't die. plead the blood of Jesus. He says, so I started saying, Singulilu Isus, Singulilu Isus, Singulilu Isus, which is Romanian for the blood of Jesus. I woke up on the floor. They're pouring water on me, slapping me around. They couldn't kill him. They put him on the electric chair again the next day. Could not kill him. Now I'm skipping a whole lot. Eventually, they let him go. 3 months later, he said, they sent me home. I thought there was no more hope. It was at night. I heard the same voice. The same light appeared. Dimitri, get up. Get up. Get out. I jumped out of bed, ran outside. I felt myself to see if I still hurt, but nothing hurt anymore, and I could walk now. It was the angel of God. Dimitri, do you still hurt? No. Dimitri, can you walk? Yes. Then start working. You have 4 more years to carry Bibles. The police will follow you step by step, but I will be ahead of you. I will blind their eyes. They won't catch you. When they see they can't catch you, they'll kick you out of your country. You're going to America to give them a warning from God. So that you know I'm truly the angel of God, I'm going to tell you the year, month, day, and hour you will be exiled to America. July 22nd, 1984, 10 o'clock. He said, you're going to America to give them a warning, a message from God. So for 4 years, I gave Bibles into Russia. I would pull up to the border checkpoint with so many Bibles in the car, there was no room for anyone to sit. He said, I took out the seats. He said, I could barely turn the steering wheel. There were so many Bibles in the car. They would say, where are the Bibles? What are you doing with these books? We know you have Bibles. Where are the Bibles? They'd open the trunk. They're throwing Bibles around. They can't see that they're Bibles. Stop making fun of us. Go on, get out of here. They couldn't see them. For 4 years, we watched for the day. We'd all given all of the belongings away, packed and waiting in the living room. The knock came to the door. Dimitri, you must come with us. Why do you have all this luggage? July 22nd, 1984, exactly 10 a.m., the airline stewardess picked up the plane's microphone and said, welcome to flight number so-and-so, as he was heading to America. Took him a while to actually get over here, but here's the warning. August 3rd, that's important. August 3rd, 1984. So, remember it rained 40 days and 40 nights? Remember Nineveh was given a 40 days warning and was actually destroyed 40 years later? So 40 is the number of judgment. Add 40 years to August 3rd, 1984, and you come up with, that's right, August 3rd, 2024. Now, I don't know that this judgment is coming this year, but we're watching. He said it was late at night. Now he's in America. I was sitting outside on a rock and a light came toward me. The fear of cars came within me because the Romanian police were always trying to run me over the cars. I jumped to run. The light surrounded me. Out of the light was the same voice. Dimitri. He said, why did you punish me? What did I do that's so rotten? Why did you bring me to the United States? I have nowhere to lie in my head. I can't understand anybody. Dimitri, didn't I tell you that I will be here with you also? I brought you here to this country because this country will burn. Well, then why did you bring me here to burn? Why don't you just let me die in my own country? Dimitri, have patience. I will tell you. Get beside me. Now, I quizzed him on this. He said, I don't know what it was. It was like a big pillow on fire. All I can remember is he controlled it with his left hand. And he said, and we could fly over anything, any speed. He says, I don't know what it was. I got beside the angel. He showed me all of California and the cities of California and Las Vegas. You see what I've shown you? This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. He said, its sin has reached the Holy One. He showed me another great city. Do you know what city this is? No. This is New York City. Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. He showed me Florida. He said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. He said, I brought you to this country, Dimitri, because I want to wake up a lot of people. I love this country. I love the people of this country, and I want to save them. But America will burn. I said, well, how can I save them? I can't even speak the language. Who knows me? How will they call me? He said, don't worry. I will be ahead of you. I will make great healings among the American people. You will go to television stations, radio stations, and churches. Tell them everything I tell you. Don't try to hide anything. If you do try to hide anything, I will punish you because America will burn. Now, let me take a second. He told me this personal story. He said, one morning the angel came to him and said, Dimitri, you have to go speak. He said, I was tired. I told my family I'm going to take off for a whole month. So I told the angel, no, I'm not going out. The angel said, no, you have to go out. You have to go out and speak. He said, no, I'm tired. I'm going to take off a month. The angel said, okay, and left. Well, his arthritis flared up, and he could not get out of the bed for 30 days. So he decided after that, he wanted to go out and speak. How will America burn? It's so powerful. He said, the Russian spies have discovered where the most powerful nuclear missiles are in America. The fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America, started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries I cannot remember will attack. The Russians will bombard the nuclear missiles in America, and America will burn. Now, the angel did not forget the names. It was Dmitri that forgot the names. I said, so what will we do with the church? He said, the church has left me. He said, how? Don't you have any people here? He said, people in America honor people. The honor that should be given to God, they give to other people. See, Americans think high of themselves. They say, I serve God, but they don't. In the church, there's divorces, adultery, fornication, sodomy, abortion, and all kinds of sin. Jesus Christ doesn't live in sin. He lives in holiness. I brought you here so you could cry out loud. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Tell them to stop sinning. God never stops forgiving. Tell them to repent. He will forgive them. Tell them to start preparing themselves so I can save them in the day of trouble. If you call me to speak, God loves you because that's what the angel of God told me. Now, what does that say to us today since Dmitri is now with the Lord? I think it's saying if you spread this message, God loves you. He wants this message spread around. So bad he had Dmitri's arthritis flare up. He couldn't get out of bed for 30 days. Whoever I love, I want to wake up. I will put on their hearts to call you. Don't hide anything or I'll punish you. As a matter of fact, I'm taking calls for Dmitri. You want this message in your church? Pastors, call me. I will bring this message into your church. Stop sinning and repent. He will forgive us and we will have salvation. I said, well, how will you save the church if America will burn? Tell them exactly as I tell you. As he saved the three young men from the oven of fire and Daniel from the mouth of the lion, that is how he will save them. Tell them to stop sinning and repent. He says, I bless this country because of the Jews that are here. I have 7 million Jews here. They haven't tasted war or persecution. God blessed them more than anyone else. Instead of thanking God, they started sinning and doing wickedly. Their sins have reached the Holy One, and God will punish them with fire. Israel doesn't recognize the Messiah because they placed their trust on the power of the Jews in America. But when God will hit America, notice it didn't say the Russians or Cuba. Those are just instruments that God uses. It is God that hits us. When God will hit America, all the nations will be terrified. Then God will raise up China, Japan, and many of the nations. They will defeat the Russians. They will back them to the gates of Paris where they'll sign a peace treaty. But they make the Russians their leader. Then all of the nations with Russians as their leader. So does that tell you what nation the Antichrist might be coming from? With all the nations that the Russians as their leader go against Israel. It's not that they want to. God makes them. Israel doesn't have the help of the Jews in America anymore in their terror. When they see what is coming, they call for the Messiah. Jesus returns in the clouds to help Israel. Then the church of God will meet him in the clouds. By the way, Dmitri nor Michael Boldea, his grandson, neither one of them believe in a pre-trib rapture. Are you ready to meet Jesus Christ? Are your wedding clothes clean? If there are still spots on the clothes of your soul, then the blood of Christ still has power to cleanse sins. Jesus Christ will live with the church on the Mount of Olives. He himself will fight against all the nations. I said, well, if you are the angel of God, then everything you tell me has to be written in the Bible. If it's not, then I can't tell the Americans. Tell them to read Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 8 through 15. Write it down. Jeremiah chapter 51, 8 through 15. He names it the mystery Babylon, the great adulteress. Also, Revelation chapter 18, the whole chapter. There it says clearly what will happen to America. Why did he call it the mystery Babylon? Tell them. Because all the nations of the world immigrated to America, and America accepted them. America accepted Buddha, the devil church, the Sodomite church, the Mormon church, and all kinds of wickedness. America was a Christian nation. But instead of stopping them, they went after their gods. Because of this, he calls it the mystery of Babylon. Now, so that you know that I'm truly been sent by God, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, someone will come and give you a bed. At 10:30, someone will pay your rent, and at noon, they will bring you a car and give you a bucket of honey. He told me it happened exactly as the angel said. He said, at 9 o'clock, someone rang my doorbell and said, I brought you a bed. I couldn't sleep all night long. God told me from in Romania, and you need a bed. Come and help me unload it. At 10:30, someone else rang my doorbell and had me a check for $500 and said, God told me to bring you $500. And at noon, someone came and gave him a car. He opened the front door. Sitting in the seat was a bucket of honey. Now, you might say, well, why? Why would God do this? We trust in God. We have God on our side. We're on our dollar bill. It says we trust in God. How are our lives, though? We go after the foreign gods. The American church has adultery, fornication, sodomy, divorces, and abortions. And if we repent with all of our hearts and call Jesus to help us, we will stop sinning. We know that when Jesus comes, we will meet him in the clouds. Now, I suggest strongly that not only do you stop sinning, repent, turn to Jesus, get your King James Bible, start reading it like your eternal life depends on it, because it does. Make physical preparations as much as you can afford. I also recommend you go to prophecyclub.com. We have some books there. As a matter of fact, we have Dimitri Dudeman's book there. We have a lot of books that will help you in your spiritual walk. Get prepared, my brothers and sisters. Get prepared. My suggestion, josephskitchen.com. So right now they're overstocked on red wheat. They want to get rid of the red wheat, so they're making this special. Buy one pail of red wheat and get another pail of red wheat free. Buy one, get one free while supplies last. josephskitchen.com. Now, what does that mean? Well, one loaf of bread feeds one person for about a week. Each bucket makes about 28 loaves, which means one bucket feeds one person for about 6 months. My suggestion is right down here. Get 8 pails, feed 4 people for about 1 year, and right now they'll double it. So if you buy 8, they'll send you 16 pails. That'll feed 8 people for a year, or 4 people for 2 years. And it's nitrogen packed, so it's going to keep for lots and lots of years. Okay, how many we don't know. But even if you're not making it into bread, you can boil it and eat it like cereal or something like that. So my suggestion right here, josephskitchen.com. Get it while they're doing a summer blowout.
In a world of uncertainty, be prepared with Silver Prepper Bars, your ultimate hedge against political instability and economic turmoil. Introducing the Silver Prepper Bar, crafted from 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. This tangible, divisible asset can come in handy even in the toughest of times. Portable, perforated, and easily tradable, the Silver Prepper Bar is your lifeline in times of crisis. When facing inflation, currency devaluation, and financial meltdown, Silver Prepper Bars provide peace of mind. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Secure your future today with the exclusive Silver Prepper Bar, the only silver bar on the market, divisible into 3 different size pieces for maximum utility, all while fitting in your wallet. The smart choice for savvy investors and preppers alike. With Silver Prepper Bars, you're ready for whatever tomorrow brings. As gold and silver prices continue to surge and top economists predict upcoming shortages, now is the time to secure your precious metals in the form of Prepper Bars, the only bar on the market divisible into 3 sizes for maximum utility. Place your order before supply runs out and prices go up. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Don't leave your future to chance. All payment methods accepted. Order your Silver Prepper Bars now, 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. Silver Prepper Bars, ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Order now.
So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com and if you use the promo code PROPHECY, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything, and it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car, and you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. Got another device that goes on your house. So, not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So, empshield.com promo code is PROPHECY.